butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Way yeah.
Baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Way up, way up, way up, way up. Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Peanut butter jelly. Baseball bat.
To the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Now tick tack toe, tick tack toe,
let's go.
Tick tack toe,
you got it.
Tick tack toe,
let's ride.
Way up, way up, way up, way up. Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Peanut butter jelly.
All right. you're listening to FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills and beyond. And you're listening to Peanut Butter Jelly Time with myself, and I'll get the mic set up for my little buddy here, Peyton. I guess they had Radio Paradise, so I'm like buzzing, calling up here, saying, "Hey, let us in." There was no one else up here to let us in. So thank you, Rick. All right, let me see here. Peanut Butter Jelly is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by The Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery since 1980. The Printed Image offers American apparel and organic cotton options and can be reached at 898-9525. Well, it's 7:30 tonight. From 7:30 to 10, we'll have Miss Terry in here doing Face the Music. And 10 to midnight, I will be back doing basically the blues. So I'm going to put on a song from the animated movie, Aladdin, because 2 days ago was the first year anniversary of Robin Williams' passing, and I want to try to give him a little tribute like I did last year. So here we go.
Them 40 thieves, Sherry's already had 1,000 tales. Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, you got who and how. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Lancer, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, judge it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me. Is your restaurant and I'm your
manager. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the shy.
Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. As I'm a column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Friends go.
your abracadabra. Let it rip! And then make the sucker disappear. Don't you sit there, smack your buggy eye. I'm here to answer all your big ass prayers. You got me bona fide, satisfied. You got a genie for a child to pay. I got a power of eyes to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you got to do is rub like so. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a shot, two or three. I'm on the job, you big nabob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Oops. All right, so that was one of the songs that Robin Williams sang when he was the genie, right? Can you say hello to everyone, Peyton? Say hello.
Hello.
There we go. And tell us how old you are. Remember how old you are? Are you 4 yet? Not yet. Are you this many? He knows how to count. I think he's 3 and a half. He's going to be 4 in October. Can you tell us how to, show us how to count? And then I have your song that you like. Maybe we'll play this last. The Take Me to Church song that you like. Okay. Count. Can you count to 10 for us? I know you can do it. Then you can read your yummy yucky book. Okay? Or you just want to read your yummy yucky book?
Grandma.
Yes, love.
Can you read this one?
You can read it. You're a big boy. You know how to read it.
I will read it.
You want me to read it? Okay. Whoops. Can't reach. I have a short cord. All right, let's try this out. Well, actually, what I wanted to read, where is it? I have a book. Oh, my goodness. About feelings. Where is that book? Where's the feelings book? Sorry about that, folks. Okay, so I had a book. Hard to find a condensed version of Aladdin. So we found Aladdin's Monkey Business. This is basically focusing on the little monkey. So it just shows, late in the afternoon, a poor orphan youth named Aladdin was wandering through the bustling marketplace of Agrabah. And it was just a very busy town, and Aladdin didn't have a lot of money, so he decided he needed to, you know, he needed to steal just to have some food. Oh, now my buddy's coming up with me. So even though he stole it and his monkey helped him, he ended up seeing some little kids there, and they were more worthy. They really didn't have any food either, and so then Aladdin ended up giving his bread to the little kid, the little boy and little girl. Well, then he saw how all these fancy princes were going to go meet with the princess, and they wanted to marry her so they could be, you know, a king someday. And yeah, everyone wanted Princess Jasmine's hand in marriage. And all the caravans, you know, would fill the street. And Aladdin's like, oh, I'm just a little, you know, I'm a street rat. I'm never going to become anything. And so him and the monkey, little Abu, they ended up finding that magic lamp because he was the diamond in the rough. And he was able to make some wishes. And he thought being a prince and having a lot of money, he would win the hand of Jasmine. And Jasmine actually found out he was just a little kind of a homeless guy, but you know what? He was okay, and they changed the rules, and they ended up getting married after all, so it was kind of cool.
Grandma.
Well, you want to say hi to everyone again? Say hi to Mommy.
Hi, Mommy.
There we go. Okay. Maybe I'll play another song, and then we'll talk about another book. How's that?
Thank you.
live away in the old bazaar. Hey, you, let us through, it's a bright new star. Oh, come be the first on your block to meet his eye. Make way, here he comes, ring bells, bang the drum. Ah, you're gonna love this guy. Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababa. Genuflect, show some respect, down on one knee. Now try your best to stay calm, brush up your Sunday salon, then come and meet his spectacular coterie. Prince Ali, mighty is he, Ali Ababa. Strong as 10 regular men, definitely.
He faced the galloping hordes,
100 bad guys with swords.
Who sent those goons to their lords?
Why, Prince Ali, he's got 75 golden cats.
Don't they look lovely, June? Fabulous, Harry, I love the feathers. When it comes to exotic type mammals,
has he got the zoo?
I'm telling you, it's
a world-class menagerie.
Prince and Saleh, I just get on out and on out. Saleh, I just get on out and on out. Just develop a top.
Well, that didn't work really well. Sorry about that. Little skips in the CD. But I found this book. The reason why I want to talk about it is because Robin Williams was a really, really great comedian. And it's just, how can somebody be so happy, look so happy, and make people laugh, and then inside he was really, really sad. So I found this book. It's called The Blue Day Book for Kids. And I read this a year ago. It's A Lesson in Cheering Yourself Up by Bradley Trevor Grieve. And he was a New York Times best-selling author. And there's a picture of a polar bear, and he's got this sad face. Have you ever had a blue day? And there's another picture of another bear. He looks really sad. A blue day is when nothing goes right, and you feel kind of lousy. You might feel grumpy. And you might feel lonely. And you might feel really shy. Or you might feel just plain tired. Basically, you're not much fun to be around. Or people may not understand the way you feel. In fact, on blue days, it seems that everyone is ignoring you. They're not talking to you. Or maybe they're seems like they're picking on you. Do you have your brothers? Sometimes they pick on you?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes do you pick on your little sister?
Mm-hmm.
Just sometimes, yeah. A blue day can sneak up on you when you don't expect it. Someone might do or say something mean that hurts your feelings. Or you might make a silly mistake and feel kind of weird about it. And then you try to cover it up, and maybe you might tell a lie about it, and it just makes things worse. Your parents may be mad at you, and they might even yell at you if you broke something or if you threw something. You might get put in a timeout at school. You get a timeout at Miss Terry's house sometimes? Yeah. That's a sure way to a blue day. Have you ever been forced to share your favorite toy or a snack when you really didn't want to? Grown-ups don't always understand how hard it is to share or eat Brussels sprouts for dinner. Blech.
Grandma, I can't wear these.
Oh, okay, just put them down.
I want those ones.
You want my pink ones? Okay. Or have you ever had to eat Brussels sprouts, or maybe you had to eat broccoli? How can anyone like Brussels sprouts or broccoli? Does it ever seem like you're too big to play when all the little kids, but then you're too little to play with all the big kids? Feeling like you don't fit in can really bring you down on a blue day, which is like being sick, but just not knowing what hurts. Everything seems impossible on a blue day. You don't feel like playing or like laughing. Or even talking. On a blue day, it feels like you're stuck in a deep hole and you can't climb out. Well, listen up, kids. You can get past a blue day, and there are lots of ways to do it. Sometimes a little nap can make you feel better and help you see things more clearly. I know a nap helps me feel better. But if you don't feel like resting, try singing your favorite songs as loud as you can. Look at those zebras, they're singing. And while you're at it, break down with some dance moves. I know Mila likes to dance. Oops. And if you don't feel like hanging out with your friends, you can have some fun on your own. Try to stand on your head. It's a great way to see a world differently. Most grown-ups should try this. By the way, did you ever stop to think that if everyone on the other side of the world is walking upside down? Because that's how it seems like. It's kind of weird. They're walking upside down because we're on the top of the world and they're on the bottom. I don't know. Another great way to beat a blue day is to be creative. Get out the paints and the crayons and some spaghetti sauce and let loose. Okay, maybe you should get paint. Shake up your usual routine and try something you've never done before. Pretend you're someone else entirely. Maybe play dress up and you pretend to be someone else that's a happy person. Sometimes you can cheer up by just talking to your best friends or even just thinking about someone you really like. It's true. Especially think about a time when you were with your friend and you were really crazy together. Look at that. Look at this picture, my love. Does that kitty look like he's laughing? It's kind of funny. What's that?
Dolphin.
Yeah. You see, a smile can sneak up on you, just like a blue day can. Before you know it, you'll be back to your old self. In fact, if you're careful, you might start smiling so much, people might think you're up to something. Of course, you are up to something. You're cheering yourself up by changing the color of your day. With a little imagination, you can change a blue day into a new day, a day where all kinds of amazing things might happen, a day when it's great to be you. Now, isn't that a much better way to look at the world? Yeah, I think so, too. I'm going to put on another song for us, and yeah, just listen to that. Peanut Butter Jelly Time on KZFR FM.
Let the dogs out! That's scruffy. Get that, you flea infested mongrel. I'm gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry. Hi-ya.
P-I-O.
To any girls, call him the canine. Hey,
P-I-O.
Tell Gummy, hey man, it's part of the party.
P-I-O.
Put your left leg in front and right leg behind. That's scruffy. Get that, you flea infested mongrel. Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, cause my mind done gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the place, did you manage breaking it down? Be in my white short shorts and I can see color. Any color will do, I'm stuck on you, that's why they call me Pitbull.
Here we go, and we're going to try to do a little another book really quick and then finish up with Take Me to Church. So this is one of Peyton's favorite books, and it's called Yummy and Yucky by Leslie Petrocelli. Maybe we can share mics. We'll try this. Okay, here we go. You read this page. Spaghetti.
It's yummy.
Yep, But worms are yucky.
Yeah.
Blueberries
are yummy.
But blue crayons
yucky.
Yeah. These little books don't want to open the pages. There we go. Soup
is yummy.
But soap
is yucky.
Yeah. Sandwiches
yummy.
But the sand
is yucky.
Mommy's cookies
are yummy.
But mommy's coffee
are yucky.
Except if you're who? Except if you're Mila. She drinks mommy's coffee. Chocolate sauce is yummy.
And hot sauce is yucky.
Right. Apple pie is yummy.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Oops. Dirt pie is yucky.
Right. The mud pie. Yeah, right. Burgers
are yummy.
But
burgers are yummy.
Burgers are yucky. This is like one of my favorite books, too. Oh, I just can't turn the pages. Eggs
are yummy.
But earwax
are yummy.
Is yucky. All right, almost there. Fish sticks are yummy.
But fish sticks are yucky.
The fish food is yucky. It'll make you sick. Ice cream
is yummy.
But
too much ice cream is yucky.
Yes, it is. And here's some more yummy things.
Pizza, banana, milk.
That's toast.
Toast.
In the morning you like toast. That's some cheese.
Birthday cake.
That's chicken at the drumstick.
Chicken.
And here's some more yucky things.
What's this?
That is a peach. It's a very exaggerated looking peach. I won't go there. Okay, look at, here's some yucky things. Garbage and dog food and dish soap.
And paper.
Toilet paper.
And tinky clothes and kitty food.
Kitty litter and a stinky sock. Okay, well, we're going to say bye to everybody and just, oh my goodness, we have 30 seconds. We're just going to fade a little song in real quick. Okay.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be.